show them to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah Tes are being learned with Chosu B'Shalom, Zalmanu, Zagosu, Marasiyat, Tev, Chol, Yitzchal, Etzayim. They should be given with Asach, Atzlach, and Siyat, Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa, B'Shafa, and Cult of Selah, and Mishchos, Estobas, Rachel, Shishi, B'Zach, Rafan, Rezi, V'Kagun, Bekar of Mamesh. Now in the previous Mishnah we had learned that if a person had brought their Bikurim into the Azara and then something happened to them, they became Tame, he does not have to bring a second set of Bikurim. So now Mishnah Tes tells us, how do we know that he's chayv in the Archrayas? He's responsible for his Bikurim up until he brings them out to Arabayas, but once they get to Arabayas, he's free and clear and he's not responsible for them anymore. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Reshis Bikuriad Masacha, Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. The first of the fruits that grow in your land, you shall bring to the house of Hashem your God. Malam, this teaches, Shuchai Bachriusam Ad Shavila Arabayas. He's responsible for them until he brings them to Arabayas. But once he brings them to Arabayas, if something happens to them, it's not his fault, and he doesn't have to bring a second set of Bikurim. The Mishnah continues, Haresha Hevi Men Echad Vakara. Let's say he brought Bikurim from one man, and he said the Parashah of Bikurim, he said those Psukim, and then a different time he came with a different min of Bikurim. Ein akare, he doesn't say the parsha again. This is according to everyone. Even though there was machlokas previously between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, that was regarding two separate people bringing Bikurim from the same land. Over here, this is talking about the same guy bringing Bikurim from his land. Even though it's two separate minim, he's only going to say the psukim once. And moving on to Mishnah Yod, Ve'il Mavin V'Kairin, the following people are going to bring Bikurim and they're going to say the psukim if they fulfill all these conditions. Minu Atzar Svanachag, if they're bringing their Bikurim from Shavuos up until Sukkis, Mishavis Haminim, these first fruits are from the Shevis Haminim. Mipair Shebaharim, it has to be from the Shevis Haminim that grow in the mountains. Mitmar Shebamakim, if they're bringing dates, so then the dates have to be growing in the valley. Mizeisei Shemen, the olives have to be very choice olives for oil. And Meivar Yardain, if they're bringing these fruits from Eivar Yardain, they're also going to say the Psukim. Now, the reason why they're going to bring Bikurim and say the Psukim if these fruits came from Eivar Yardain, the other side of the Jordan, that's because the Pasuk says, Ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem laveseinu lases lanu. And Eivar Yardain is part of the land that Hashem promised us. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Gleili argues, and he says, "Ein mivin bikurim Eivar Yardain. We do not bring bikurim from Eivar Yardain. Why? She'ein Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. That's because Eivar Yardain is not counted as part of Eretz Yisrael proper, which is called Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yisrael Gleili, we don't bring bikurim from Eivar Yardain. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Aleph and Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day."